BlackRock Broadcast. Podcasts for you from us. Two brothers talking about all the pilots. You're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim, and with me on the line is my brother...
I'm Jax.
Perfect. Good pause. Good, I'll definitely include that. Anyway, this week we watched something. What did we watch, Jax?
This week we watched Bates Motel. I've been really excited to watch this, like, because once we decided... you know, earlier this week to do this, I was like, wow, I've actually never really even considered watching this, but now I'm going to like step into this. I'm pretty fucking curious what's going to happen. Like, what is this? How is this going to be like Psycho or like a prequel? Or
Jax, I don't want to give you any spoilers, but I'm pretty sure the entire world knows what's going to happen and you just don't like that movie.
Oh, yeah. But like, no, just in terms of like, you know, how are they going to like... do this as a prequel.
Yes.
I remember the movie. I get it. But I also don't remember the movie enough to be like, wait, was he just crazy or she also crazy? It was like,
yeah, right.
They're both crazy. And so I'm kind of like, kind of intrigued by all that and kind of not knowing as much. But yeah, generally, yeah. I was pretty surprised by how much I enjoyed this.
I was fucking intrigued, that's for sure. I thought the first scene was really, really intense. Anyway, for those that don't know, the description on Stan is Vera Farmiga and Freddie Highmore star in the prelude to the classic horror film Psycho, which takes a contemporary glimpse into Norman Bates' formative years and reveals how he became one of the most infamous murderers of all time. I mean, yeah, that's kind of... I feel like that's not even a description. It's like, if you don't know that at this point...
No, it like, should just be like...
You're not watching if you don't know that. It's a prequel to Psycho.
It's a prequel to Psycho.
It's a prequel to Psycho. It doesn't feature any weird shower scene. Doesn't feature any pigeon scene. He says mother occasionally, but not nearly as much as I was hoping. Literally the first word of the script was mom. It wasn't even mother. And as someone who's done a short film and one of my actors was like, so I see you've written mother here. Can I say mum? And I was like, no, no, you can only say mother. So apart from that little minor thing, it's just because the word mother is so personal to the script. And it's like a boy's best friend is his mother. And it's like, that's such a famous line. And to hear him say mum instead of mother felt just like, oh, it's so contemporary. And I wasn't on board for that. I wasn't on board.
Because he said mother like 1,000 times that episode. So I don't know why you're getting hung up on the
yes,
one time.
They're just trying
to mix it up.
The three times he said mum, I cringed. No, I didn't really. I thought of it mid-episode. And then he started saying mother a lot. And I went, I'm still going to say it. I'm still going to be annoyed about it. But I got less annoyed about it as the episode went on. That's for sure. What do you think of the set? It's pretty incredibly similar. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like how I remember it, but like, you know, little specifics. Like if you were like, it's all pretty good, but them curtains, like, oh my God, the curtains are way off. I'd be like, sure, whatever. I don't.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I would like to.
But it looks pretty much how I remember it.
I would like
you know?
To think that the
good.
Carpets are different. Like,
and then moving them back to the.
They're moving them back to the film. Yeah. So I absolutely love Freddie Highmore. I think he's a really good actor. And
oh, we're getting to things that, make sense. Gibberish. Yes, the actors.
Yes.
They're both fantastic.
They're really good. I thought their chemistry was really good. Obviously, Psycho, the main element is the relationship between the mum and the... I should say mother. I should stick with my own criticism. With the mother and Norman. Because, spoilers. Obviously, this is going to feature Psycho spoilers. So if you haven't seen Psycho... watch it, I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
What did you actually think about the episode? Like, what, in terms of, like, it's set it up and they've killed someone, but he absolutely deserved it because he's a fucking creep.
Yes.
And, like, so yes. They've made it go, like, they've done something really and they're hiding it. And it's, so you've got all your suspense. You've got all your, like, ooh, ah. But it's kind of like, what are we kind of like, you know, in terms of a show, I kind of feel like it's going to be a lot of cops coming into a house and being like, I've got to take a piss, and then taking a piss and there's a body there. Oh, they're going to get caught. Oh, they didn't get caught because it's Epi One. Of course they cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's clearly like a, I feel like there's going to be a lot of that drama, but yeah, I'm a bit confused about where it will go. Because obviously we know the end result and I really enjoyed it because I think
it's just going to be them living there. It's classic, like Twin Peaks. Yeah. Psycho.
Yeah. And you'll
like,
get,
we'll get used to the town bit, and yeah.
You'll learn a little bit more about the world. And I think like for a prequel, clearly Norman is in a different place than he is in Psycho. So I think that's really good. So I guess like at least he has a place to go, like point A to B.
Yeah.
He's not just at B already, which is really refreshing because like, a lot of prequels get that wrong. I like him. I like him as a character at this point.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for him, which is what you slowly, like underlining in the Psycho film, you kind of grasp. And at the end, he goes into a mental asylum, not a prison. So, like, there's that underlining, like, it wasn't his fault. And I guess it's just slowly seeing how his mum is going to manipulate him and how he's going to become the murderer, which is quite fascinating, really.
Yeah, and whether his mum's going to be, like, kind of maybe more so a killer as well. I don't know. Because that first scene, it's real weird. Her reaction is like...
Oh, she like killed she's him, right? Done
Yeah, it's
like kind of, the dad. She killed like, the dad for sure.
That's what it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then part of me is like, is it going to be that she's actually protecting him and he's got a split personality and he's killed his father?
I was thinking about
because
that.
Because he's psycho, you know?
I know, I was.
He's psycho.
I was thinking about that, but I feel like...
Because doesn't he have some kind of split personality? Because he thinks he's his mom and he's talking to his mom. So that's,
And so, like...
I don't know.
He,
intriguing stuff.
I've thought about that as well, but it's like, if that's the case, then we're already at Psycho. So it's like, where to go? How does this series have 5 seasons?
No, but like he might not realize that until like the season 3 finale when he becomes Psycho, you know? Who knows?
Okay. Okay, so you're...
Oh, I'm just, you know,
yeah,
I'm spitballing.
I mean, sure, I wouldn't like that though. I don't think that would be a very good story arc because it's like...
I don't know, this seems
arc,
like it might not be...
But it's like, okay, so if you're thinking about the story arc of Norman Bates, it's this like sweet guy who runs a hotel... And kind of got this creepy mum in the house that we think is killing people because we've seen like a silhouette. And then you find
out. Yeah, no, I get it.
And then
you find out
it's a split personality. I know, but it's that's the plot of Psycho on like an underlining like thematic sense. So if you just do that in the series, you're literally just doing the same thing just for longer, you know?
That sounds like exactly what they thought of doing. You know, like what else were they
going to
do?
You know what? As I was saying it, I was like, this is just...
You're pitching me a perfect Bates Motel. I'm like, that's perfect because it'll be like Psycho and everyone liked that.
Yeah.
Just do it for as long as you can possibly stretch it out for.
I really enjoyed that the first murder of the show was a brutal stabbing, like a brutal stabbing with a chef's knife. That was pretty cool. Classic slasher. I think I enjoyed that.
I feel like you summed up exactly why this show was made. They're just like, we'll just do Psycho, but extend it for as long as possible. Hopefully make it the same feeling thematically all the way, you know?
Yeah, and just flesh out the characters. Yeah, true.
What do you think about there being a second serial killer? It's Dexter. They'll be Dexters. They're going to Dexter that shit.
Yeah.
There'll be a serial killer every year as well.
What's going
until
on
he becomes
there?
Psycho, I think, maybe.
Yeah, because
that's another serial killer.
He found the like.
But yeah, he found
he
that
found
serial killer's
the
book.
Serial killer's book.
So weird.
And then we just cut to like another serial killer. That was really kind of. I wasn't expecting that, but I guess what else are they gonna do? You know, like it's not.
Yeah. What else? Yeah. They've got to have kills.
The world of Psycho is definitely not a world that you feel like you want to know more at the end, especially because the last 5 minutes of the film is the doctors just telling you what he did and why he did it. Like, there's no sense of like, oh my God, why'd he kill that? Like, you know, why did he do what he did? It's like, well, now we're just telling you as it zooms in on his...
I've got to rewatch it.
On his face.
I haven't seen it for like 10, 12 years.
Yeah, well, you're not a big fan of it. You're really... Yeah.
Well, I watched it once and I was like, no, I don't like this.
Cool.
It's like, you know, I don't know. I just don't like the second half where you're just following, you know, you kill someone, but then you start following a bunch of boring characters.
No, fair enough. I think that the music is really important in the Psycho franchise, and I really was not a big fan of the music in this. I don't know how how they don't have the rights to any of the music from the original film. Don't you think? Like, when she's driving is such a good theme. And we have a scene. It cuts to them driving on the same like hillside stuff, and it's like, just give it to me. Like, bring me into that. Like, we're driving to the motel. I know we're driving to the motel because I mean, of course we are. You know.
But maybe though they're like, you know, saving that sweet music for like season finale or something. You know, like it's our season finale music when shit gets real.
Like a Carry On My Wayward Son with Supernatural. We'll get a recap. Oh my god!
Exactly like that.
Then.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, that actually sounds incredible. I hope that's what they do. I guess I could just play that music while watching the previously and it would have the same effect.
I mean, yeah, did you not miss the music, you know?
I mean, I didn't think about that because I kind of, part of me was like, I guess they just, you know, if it doesn't start with that, I was kind of like, well, I guess they're not doing that. Mm. And I thought the music was fine. Like, it wasn't like, I'm not like sitting there humming it after or nothing, like, you know, the Psycho music, which is very catchy and amazing, but at the same time, you know, I thought it was, you know, it was good. I can't think of anything, any moment in particular, but I just thought it was good.
I thought the best music in the episode was when the son of like the family that they took over, they took the motel over from the family that like descended. Mm-hmm. Came to the house and he was talking to Norma, and mm-hmm. I thought the music behind that was like super suspenseful. That was a really well made scene, and I think as far as building suspense, that's what is going to like hold the show together. And I think the two of them are really just like Norma and Norman just gel so well. Like their relationship is so like
already.
And like he was watching her like undress in the bedroom. That was just so creepy. And it's like knowing, like having the hindsight of where it's going to go. It's kind of like,
cause there's so much content to fill. Like, what kind of fucked up shit are they going to like do before she dies and he's totally fucked? Like, it's, there's so much fucked weird shit they can do because it's so like, it's got a really weird feeling. Does the show, they're both really great.
I guess, does the show it's end interesting. Like, will the show end with like the shower scene? I guess, like, I don't know, maybe the start of the finale, the shower
goes all the way to the end of the first
season. They might do like an Evil Dead 2 kind of thing where they recap the film in the last like,
but you've not seen Psycho, have you? Psycho 2 or any of them?
Psycho 2? What?
Yeah, there's Psycho 2 and I think maybe 3 and 4 as well.
Really? With Norman Bates?
Yeah, he's in all of them.
Does Alfred Hitchcock, like, did he direct them?
Don't know.
I'm going to look that
Part up. Of me was about to say, yeah, definitely. But then I'm like, oh, I feel like maybe not, actually. Maybe
Psycho 2 is a 1983 American slasher film. So Anthony Perkins is back.
I've not seen any of them. So
it is directed by Richard Franklin, who, according to his IMDb, had nothing to do with the first one. Oh, there he's an Australian film director. That is probably why I've never heard of it. poor him. I mean, clearly, it's the first sequel. Yeah, there we go. The only one that I've seen is the Vince Vaughn remake.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I would never partake in that. That sounds terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't put myself through that.
Mm.
Are you going to keep watching?
You know what? I'm very intrigued to see where it goes. I really like the Psycho franchise. I think it's really like fascinating. And I...
You mean you like the one Psycho movie and the three new Psycho movies that you're going to watch tonight to get into the...
Yeah, I did learn it was a franchise a minute ago. So for me to use that term is a bit unfair. But I love Psycho. I think it's a really fascinating film. And yes, I will continue watching. What about you?
Yeah, it's good. It's better than the movie. Oh, shit. No,
controversial ads.
No, but it's kind of that fun, like, I don't know. It does that really good line of being like, it's taking these characters, but it's also just doing something so different kind of from the onset where it's just like, it's just a mum and his son. And like, you know, it's kind of got a bit of a lighter tone than Psycho maybe, just in terms of like, because there's so much like, high school cringy stuff where he's going to a party.
The good stuff.
About to kiss a girl or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know,
so it's got kind of that vibe of like, I don't know, that kind of show as well. So it's kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Twin Peaks, but it's Psycho. It's, yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised by how much I enjoyed it. Mm. I'm going to keep watching. But I'm also, yeah, it makes me want to watch the original Psycho again though for like kind of overall context.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Kiacha.
This episode was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcast. Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think they should have included the Psycho music? Most likely. Then why not follow us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or send us a message on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcast.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.